Maybe this will be a moment that we can move into a meditation on cultivating self-love towards ourselves. I know many of you, most of you, will be familiar with the practice of the metta bhavana, the practice of loving kindness. And I just want to tell you that the metta bhavana can also be translated as unlimited friendliness. And sometimes that can be a bit easier to access when we think of unlimited friendliness towards ourselves and all beings. Sometimes the word of loving kindness can throw up all sorts of different perceptions and connotations. But what we're going to do is we're going to focus just on the first stage of the practice of unlimited friendliness, unlimited loving kindness. So we're going to focus on ourselves. So if the temperature is arising, oh God, I've got to spend 20 or so minutes on myself. Oh my God. So just notice that. Just notice that when I spoke about cultivating loving kindness towards ourselves, if a pleasant feeling arose or if an unpleasant feeling arose. And I just want to say, if an unpleasant feeling arose, this can be a good thing, because sometimes with unpleasant, we think it's unpleasant and we're going to naturally go into aversion, which is the worldly way of experiencing the unpleasant feeling. But there's always an unworldly way. An unworldly way is more an insightful way. And if we notice that there's unpleasantness arising because we are going to focus on cultivating loving kindness towards ourselves, some sadness may arise, and just actually think, actually, this is quite sad, and I really want to have the motivation to learn to love myself more. So this is how an unpleasant feeling can become really worldly and wise, when we can think, oh gosh, yeah, there's tension. It's I don't want to love myself, and that's really sad. And actually, let me have the motivation to love and like myself and be friendly towards myself. And of course, if a pleasant feeling arose, we can cultivate that, because as we know, that this stage is just so important. Many of us would have grown up on the aphorism, if we don't love ourselves, we can't love others. And I actually say, actually, that's, for me, that's not entirely correct, because what happens is, it's not so much that we don't love ourselves, it's like we love ourselves badly. We love ourselves with ill will. We love ourselves with beating ourselves up and telling ourselves we're not good enough. And when we love ourselves badly, we're going to love others badly too, because the way we love ourselves, we're going to love others. So if we're harsh towards ourselves with love, we're going to be harsh towards others. And the other thing that I want to say, and something that really transformed my life, because I want to tell you that I started from the place of hating myself. I hated the color of my skin. I hated everything about me for so many different reasons. And I had to learn to love myself. When I first walked into the rooms of meditation 30 years ago, I hated myself with a vengeance. And but I was one of these people who attracted people towards me. People wanted to know me, partly because I was a very high profile journalist, and so people want to get to know you, and then working on the stage, and people want to get to know you. But the reality was, when people became intimate in my life, they could see that I didn't love myself well. And when people can see that you don't love yourself well, it's almost as if it gives them permission to love you badly too. So if any of you are in relationships at the moment where your partner isn't treating you well, it's because partly you're not treating yourself well. And I'd say get out of the relationship. I always say to people, if you're in a relationship and you've started having a negative relationship towards yourself, it's time to get out, because you're no good to yourself, you're no good to your children, you're no good to anybody. And so this is why it's so important for us to learn to love and like ourselves. So we're going to do this practice. Some of you may be familiar with this practice. It's a practice that I developed, and I'll say more about it after if you want to continue the practice. It's called the five basic needs of the heart. I didn't come up with this, the terms of the five basic needs, which is attention, affection, appreciation, acceptance, and allowing. So this is unpacking this first stage of the first Brahma Vihara, the first one of loving kindness, these sublime abodes. And this practice is supposed to be sublime, to really open us up to this loving kindness, this unlimited friendliness. And there are books written about the four basic needs of the heart, or the five basic needs of the heart. But I came up with a meditation because for me, it was so hard to learn to love myself. And I'll say that this is the first in a series of meditations that I have come up with to learn to love ourselves. So I'm not going to say any more about the meditation. We're going to sit. I have no idea how long the meditation is going to be, but it won't be more than half an hour. It's going to be between 20 minutes and half an hour. I'm not going to have a timer on. I'm just going to really intuit and just really intuit your energy, my energy, so that I can be attuned to all of you. So let's just arrive here in the body. So often we're out of the body. So really see if you can arrive into the body. And arriving into the body is simply becoming aware of what the body is touching. So becoming aware of your feet touching the floor, aware of your sitting bones being supported by your seat, aware of what your hands are touching, having a sense of noticing clothing touching the body. If you're wearing glasses, noticing the glasses touching your face. Or if you have earbuds or headphones on, just noticing the touch on the body. And if this is a bit activating, we can become aware of smells in the room, perhaps the sound of my voice, to just bring you here. And now we're going to get the mind. We're going to come in touch with the mind. The mind is the thing that knows we are sitting here, the mind that knows I'm feeling discomfort, the mind that knows I'm experiencing agitation. Let's see if the mind can drop into the heart. Yes. When we become really activated, the mind pushes the heart out. But in its natural state, mind, heart is one. So just having the sense of the mind dropping into the heart, and the mind, heart settling into the body, and the body settling onto your meditation spot. And see if we can enter into the secluded, intimate spot of the mind heart, just parking all thoughts of what you might be doing later, thoughts of what you did yesterday, or perhaps there's a thought that you forgot something, and if it's really urgent, pay attention to it, deal with it. But if it's not urgent, just park it on the curbside and bring yourself fully here. And perhaps making a simple motivation of just allowing yourself to love and like yourself just a bit more. So wherever we are on the spectrum of loving and liking ourselves, we can always love and like ourselves just a bit more. And that includes me. The five basic needs of the heart. Attention. Paying attention to your beautiful, unique body. Yes, this body of yours is both beautiful and unique. And if there's a voice saying it's not beautiful, how do you know? You don't know my body. It's ugly. Just ask that voice to shut up a minute. Just tell it to keep quiet for a minute and just allow yourself to just touch into this beautiful, unique body. Every body is beautiful and every body is unique. So just see if you can just allow yourself to receive that. And if you can't receive it from yourself, receive it from me. Your body is beautiful and your body is unique. And ask those voices to step aside just to relax so you can experience the beauty and the uniqueness of this body. So paying attention. And we'll quickly scan through the body, seeing if we can find pleasant. Let's look for the pleasurable in the body. See if you can find pleasantness as you put your attention into your feet. Just the pleasantness of just experiencing your feet touching the ground or your socks. Yeah, see if you can find some pleasantness in your legs. And there may be some discomfort in your legs, but we're not focusing on that. We're going to focus on pleasantness. What we focus on, we can cultivate more. So just see if you can find pleasantness in the legs. Pleasantness in the torso. Pleasantness in your hands, just noticing your hands. You can find pleasantness of just having gratitude towards what your hands can do. And if you just have one hand, just having gratitude for that one hand. And some people actually have no hands and just having gratitude for the limbs that you have. Yeah. Every body is difficult. We don't have all the same organs in the body or all the same limbs. But this body works for you. So just having the, experiencing the pleasantness in the torso. And seeing if you can find pleasantness in the arms, shoulders, neck, head, face. See if you can find pleasantness, the pleasantness of being here in this moment. See if you can just touch into the pleasantness of this beautiful, unique body. and we're not focusing on how it doesn't work in the way that we want it to work. We're just really seeing the body for what it is, not how we want it to be, but just how it is right now in this moment. And if there is pain and discomfort in the body, thank it. It's reminding you that you are alive and there's more to you than just the pain in the shoulder or the pain in the stomach or wherever you have pain in the body. If you open up the aperture, you will find that there isn't pain all over the body. So just paying attention to this beautiful, unique body. Affection. Cultivating affection towards the self. So inviting you to either place a hand upon your heart, or you could place a cushion upon your heart, or a teddy, or whatever's close to you, but just having a sense of touching into your heart. Yeah, we all have a heart, and just touching in to this heart, this muscle of the heart that can actually expand and constrict. And we're really working at this heart, just opening up, even if it's just a little bit, the muscle of the heart opening up as you have the sense of affection. So as you breathing in affection, and as you breathing out affection throughout the whole body. So what does that feel like? What does it feel like in your body as you breathe in affection? And as you breathe out affection throughout the whole body, does it feel pleasant? Does it feel unpleasant? Or does it feel neutral? Nothing much going on. And there's no right or wrong, just noticing what is arising in the body. And just noticing if there's any reactivity towards it being pleasant as you breathe in and out affection throughout the body, or if there's any reactivity towards the unpleasantness that you experience in the body, or reactivity towards nothing much going on. And so what we do is, with reactivity, we come back to the body, just noticing the body. Come back to the heart, hand, or whatever is upon your heart. And come back to the touch of the breath as you have a sense of affection pervading the whole beautiful, unique body. Affection. Leaning into your arms with affection. And we can do this on a metaphorical level, or we can do it on a literal level, holding ourselves with our arms. And for some of you, it may just be that you just want to sit and just have the sense of being held as you lean into this emotion, affection. And then I want you to have the sense, really see if you can feel the weight of a tiny being in your lap, a tiny being sitting on your lap, this newborn being on your lap, and looking at this newborn being with affection. And this newborn being is you. Yes. Looking at this newborn with affection. And if there's resistance, that's okay. Notice the resistance is just there to protect some uncomfortable emotions. But see if you can ask the resistance to relax so that you can really take in this newborn being of you, yeah, and holding it with affection. And as best you can, integrating this newborn being into your whole being, integrating this newborn being into your heart with affection. Yes. Heart, mind, one. And really allow the in-breath and the out-breath to soothe you, to calm you, to soothe you, allowing the in-breath and the out-breath to soothe you, calm you, soothe you, calm you. And if you can, it's an invitation, if your video is on, is open your eyes and look at yourself with warm, kind, friendly eyes. Take a look at yourself and really see if you can just look at yourself with warm, kind, friendly eyes, with affection. It's an invitation. Just tell those voices to be quiet. Tell them to shut up. This is one of the ways that we work with the mind. We tell it to shut up. We tell it to be quiet. Yeah. Instead of engaging with this narrative which will sabotage you, looking at yourself with warm, kind, friendly eyes. We have to learn to do this, because if we want others to look at us with warm, kind, friendly eyes, we need to be able to look at ourselves with affection. Ashe, affection. Ashe, ahomia takwase, for all my relations. Ashe. Apprecio, appreciation. Apprecio, appreciation. Cultivating appreciation towards the self. Yeah. What does the body and the mind heart feel like when it's able to receive appreciation? What does it feel like when you can really begin to appreciate yourself? So let's begin with appreciating ourselves for being here 9 o'clock in the morning. Because there would be many people in the world, 9 o'clock, forget it. Get it, I ain't getting up at 9 o'clock to come to some meditation practice on a Sunday morning. But you did. And there are so many things that can get in the way of us being here at 9 o'clock in the morning. And you arrived. And for some of you, it may be later in the day. And we can get so distracted. It's like, okay, we've got up. We've had this intention to come to this sit at 12 o'clock in the day or whatever time it was for you. And we get distracted. And at 2 o'clock, oh my God, I forgot. But you didn't forget. You are here receiving appreciation. So appreciate yourself for being here and giving yourself some self-love. Yeah. Apprecio. Appreciation. Cultivating appreciation towards this beautiful, unique being. This beautiful, unique body. Again, having a sense of holding yourself metaphorically or literally as you allow yourself to drop into appreciation. And don't worry, the mind is going to wander. It's what the mind loves to do. So it's going to happen and that's okay. And what we do is when the mind wanders, we bring it gently back to the meditation spot that you're sitting on or lying on, and we bring it back to the heart, mind, and to the breath. And again, we just say appreciation. You can say appreciation yourself to bring yourself back to this moment now. Appreciation, appreciating your gender, whatever your gender is, appreciate it. Appreciating your culture, having appreciation for your unique culture. Yeah. Having appreciation towards your unique skin color. And you name it, so many people want to project skin color onto us, project gender onto us, project race onto us. You name it for yourself and just sit with appreciation. Appreciation for your sexuality. Yeah. Appreciation for your voice in the world. Just sitting with appreciation. And if you can't appreciate all those things, that's okay. Just choose one thing as a doorway in to appreciation. And really see if you can experience the openness, the expansiveness in the body. When we can invite appreciation into our being. So see if you can relax your hands, relax the jaw, relax the shoulders, and just drop into appreciation. See if you can tap into some happiness. The happiness is stillness, simplicity, and contentment. See if you can just have a glimpse of contentment, of just being here right now, opening up to some appreciation, some joy. Yeah. Contentment of this moment right here now. Acceptance. Sitting with acceptance towards the self. This may be challenging for many. Acceptance. How do we begin to accept ourselves? How do we begin to accept ourselves? You don't know my past, so how can I accept myself? If you knew what I'd done in the past and who I am and what I did yesterday or the day before, how can I accept the self? Well, we cultivate acceptance by being here in the now. It's impossible to change what you've done in the past. We cannot change those past actions. The only way we can change the past is by thinking about the past differently. That's the only thing we can change. We can think about the past differently, but we can only think about the past differently by being in the now. We lose acceptance when we have thoughts that drag us into the past, or we have thoughts that drag us into the future, pull us into the future. So we're going to take a moment and just see what the tendency of the mind is. Or do we get sucked into the past, thinking about the past, or do we get sucked into thinking about the future? Where does our distraction take us? So firstly, working with acceptance, just noticing the tendency of the mind without judgment. So mental activity will be arising in the mind through narrative or judgment. That's okay. So with mental activity arising in the mind, and mental activity is thinking, thinking, thinking. So what we do is we just don't become active with the mental activity. We just don't engage with the mental activity. Just let it play itself out. So just watch it without getting engaged. So acceptance. Acceptance is in the now. So this is how we can begin to cultivate acceptance towards the selves. So in this moment, all you need to accept is this person who is here right now in front of a screen listening to this practice. That's all, because acceptance is in the now. 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 Acceptance is in the now. So, inviting you into this moment now. The mind will wander. That's okay. And you can bring it back to the now. To this moment now, sitting here or laying down now. Yeah, be here now. There's no other place to be but to be here now in this body, in this moment now. Now. And see if you can touch into the sweet spot of just being here now. See if you can have a glimpse, a nanosecond of the sweetness, of the blissness, of the joyness of being here now. If there's a voice saying, I can't feel the sweetness, I can't feel the joy, tell it to relax, tell it to be quiet, tell it to step aside so you can have a second or 2 seconds. We're only asking for 1 or 2 seconds to just be here now. Arrive into the body and be here now. Allowing, just allowing whatever needs to arise. Allow it to rise. Allow mental activity to arise without becoming active with it. So when mental activity arises, we stay sitting on the bleachers, sitting on the benches. We don't get off the bleachers or off the benches and get mucky with all the narrative that's going on. We just wave it goodbye. We don't need to engage in it. So just allowing. So allowing yourself to take an intentional breath in. Pausing, having the sense of your whole being opening, relaxing into your posture, attune to what emerges, trust with what emerges. Listen deeply and be with your truth. Really see if you can touch into your heart's whisper. And we touch into this heart's whisper by just allowing, not pushing anything away, not chasing after anything, but just allowing mental activity to arise without becoming active with it. The mind will wander. It's what the mind loves to do. So bring it back. Get it to drop back into the heart. Mind, heart, one. And just allow the touch of the breath, wherever you experience a touch of the breath, to calm you, to soothe you. When the mind wanders, we get a bit dysregulated. And so just bringing it back so it can drop back into the heart. And you can be here now. And just allowing mental activity to arise without going on a hot air balloon ride. That's what we do. We go for a ride. So just bringing the hot air balloon back down to Earth. We are Earth. Yes. And just saying to yourselves, may I be happy. May I be well. May I be free from the roots and the causes of suffering. May I be at peace. Again, saying to yourself, and you can say it out aloud or silently, may I be happy. May I be well. May I be free from the roots and the causes of suffering. May I be at peace. And some of you may think, well, what is peace? Peace is free from the proliferation of thought. This is peace. This is freedom. Freedom from the prison of our mind. Freedom from the prison of our childhoods. When we can be free from the proliferation of thought, free from papancha, free from this stinking thinking, free from all this discursive narrative. It's possible to be free, to be at peace. It's possible. It's why we practice. Ashe, ahomia takwase. For all my relations, Ashe. So gently transitioning. Transitions can sometimes be a bit bumpy. So just becoming aware of what you're experiencing as you transition from formal meditation into informal meditation, because everything can be meditation. So it's an invitation. I'm wondering if people could write in the chat, some of you, how that was for you, as it's not possible to hear from all of you. So it's an invitation to write into the chat how this practice was for you. We will have some space for questions a bit later, investigatory. Thank you. Renewing. Profound, peaceful, liberating. Thank you. Also, anchoring. If you didn't like it, also put that in. I know sometimes when we can hear calm, slippery, amazing, insightful, we think we can't say that it was discombobulating. So everything, however it was for you. A bit heart-wrenching, just what I needed today, necessary, gleeful at times, physical, painful at others, required work, loving, thank you for the invitation to love the self more deeply, grounding, held with love. The chimes grew in intensity in my body, felt tuned. Yeah. Deep release, alleviating PTSD. I like the way you asked us to keep returning to the present moment. It was very deep. Thank you, much needed. Good morning, the meditation brought me to a place of expansiveness and the possibility for creativity. Yeah. Thank you. It's just got you on gallery view, and I'm just going to click over so I can see all three screens. Helpful, deepest meditation I've had in a while. Found myself tearing up through different parts of it. Yeah. Okay. So loving some of the pictures people have, those people who have got their camera turned off, but loving some of the pictures. Okay, let's move into some questions or reflections. So an invitation to put your hand up, an invitation to work on something if there's something that you're struggling with. What I will say is that I'm a trauma worker. I am one of the founding facilitators who helped to put together the trauma program, Compassionate Inquiry, which is the work of Dr. Gabor Mate, who's a Hungarian Jew, Compassionate Inquiry. So I train people in that process and I work in that. So, because I think sometimes as Dharma teachers, when we go into inquiry, people think, oh my God, what you know. So just to let you know, not to say that I'm going to take you through a whole therapeutic process, but just to let you know. And also to just let you know that inquiry is very much part of the Buddhist practice, inquiry. Are you familiar with the Mahamudra tradition? Inquiry is central to that tradition. It's called direct pointing, really pointing somebody back to really see things as they really are, rather than how we want them to be. That is an aspect of liberation, when we can really begin to see things as they really are, rather than as we want them to be. And all of us do it. Let's have COVID, for example. It's like we don't want to be in lockdown. And so we have a resistance. You know, we want to be able to do all the things that we want to do. And when we're in that mind, we're not really seeing things as they really are. Yeah. And also, if we speak to the systemic racism, this systemic oppression, the microaggressions that we as BIPOC people experience, it can be so painful that we turn away with it. We turn away from it with perhaps addictive behaviors, disrupt, because it's just so painful to really see things as they really are. You know, we went through that a few months ago of really seeing things as they really are. When we saw the public lynching of George Floyd, it was rammed in front of our face. And but there is something when we can begin to see things as they really are, it can be a real teaching, and it can help to liberate us from the second art of suffering. Okay, we have this first art of suffering, this first art of pain. I think all of us here, we have this first art of pain of being Black, Indigenous, person of colour, this first start of pain, not because it's painful to be Black, Indigenous, person of colour, but because if we live in this white world, this white world which doesn't want to accept us fully, which wants to oppress us, that's the first start of pain. You know, how do we raise our children? How do we speak to our siblings? It's the first start of pain. But we can have this second art of pain, this second art, the suffering, which makes it tenfold worse. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't know that was going to come out of my mouth, but it did. So, questions.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.